the United States of America. Known as the land of the free, home of the brave, America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a larger role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, even more so than in other industrialized nations. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through the Ascetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11th, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. More currently, Supreme Master Ching Hai was awarded the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation in 2002, the Commendation of Dedication and Outstanding Service from the Mayor of Los Angeles, 2002, and the highest honor at the 2006 Annual Telly Awards. Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled, Use Our Wisdom and Purity to Work, in Colorado, USA, in April 1993.
You see, the light of heaven is very strong. I could not tell you that it's not strong. It's not like, even this light already can hurt me, yeah? Hurt my eyes. But the inside light normally never hurt your eyes, yeah? Just some one or two exceptional case that perhaps your karma, yeah, a little bit richer than the other people's karma, yes. So try to bear it in order to get through. You see, sometimes a birth of something is painful. Like a mother gave birth to a child, it's very painful. But later on, we have something creative, you see, created a child, yeah? So please bear it, otherwise you can tell the inner master to take it away. Take the pain away. Not the light. And then the pain will come to me, and you have only the light, okay? I will bear it for you next time, all right? Come here.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Someone who was initiated yesterday, and...
You or someone?
Someone who is not here today,
okay,
but was initiated yesterday, gave a healing this morning to someone else.
Oh.
Now, how, because she is my close friend,
oh,
how am I to handle this? Or are you going to handle it? Or is karma going to handle it?
She will learn her lessons, okay? She already knows what she should do.
So I should just keep hands off and not say anything?
Oh, sure, to remind her. We have our healing power within ourselves. But if we just always concentrate on that, then we are caught in just one corner. You see? We're not using the whole talent, the whole wisdom, which can heal, yeah? Can travel 1,000 miles, 1,000 places at the same time, can go to heaven, go to hell, and rescue people. You see? Mm-hmm. Now she concentrates on that, she loses out the rest of thing, you see? When Jesus healed people, he was very reluctant. You understand? Otherwise, he would walk around all day long and heal all the sick and cure all the blinds of his time and raise all the dead to life. But he only do that occasionally. You see what I mean? Only when necessary, truly forced to do it. Otherwise, he would always go around and turn water into wine and sell it for profit. And make people believe him, but he doesn't. You see, he did it very reluctantly, once again. And even Moses, when he turned the staff into snake, he felt sorry afterward. You see that? He apologized to God for abusing his power, for doing it in for nonsense business, for show. Yeah? So, okay, all the magical power, when done spontaneously, naturally, through the unknowing of the mind, but through the wisdom, no karma. But everything we do it with the ego, I do it, I heal you and all that, get trouble for us. Okay? Tell her like that. Otherwise, she does what she wants.
Thank you.
Welcome. She should have kept her promise, because yesterday we have let it black and white. We did not force anyone to come in. Probably she couldn't stop it for the moment, you see, because the car has to slowly brake. So give her time.
Yeah.
Tell her that, okay?
When I meditate and I feel and I know clearly some energy from God, like the love, the vibration,
yeah, that's
the light, the sound.
Very important.
So I also got sometimes when I meditate, I feel a little heat in my body. That the exit from God or whatever.
Yes, yes, yes.
To steal the power of God, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, thank you. I know that something exists from God. I feel love. I would like to say thank of the Master.
Try to keep yourself a pure and clean speech, body and mind. And then the heat will turn into warmth, and it makes you feel very comfortable. That's why you try to keep the precepts, eat vegetarian, so you have the less of the side effect of the powerful energy inside. You see what I mean? That's why many people just meditate and do anything, and then they get into trouble, and the Master can't do nothing about it. Or the other Masters, yes.
Con sao cô sư phụ nói quán sinh quán quang mà thấy thì thấy, còn quán âm thì để nghe, nhưng mà tại sao con quán âm con lại thấy sư phụ có sao?
Hiểu rồi, không sao.
Dạ.
Không sao bác, không sao.
Dạ. Dạ, thưa, cảm ơn sư phụ.
Có nhiều khi nó như vậy đó bác.
Dạ.
Nhưng mà từ nó có khi nhiều khi mình quán âm mình cũng thấy luôn, mà mình quán quang mình cũng nghe luôn.
Dạ.
Thì nó hơi khác chút, không sao
dạ.
đâu bác.
Dạ, thưa sư phụ. Dạ, cảm ơn sư phụ.
No problem. Yes.
Master, would you explain to us the benefits of the light and the sound?
You practice and you will know the benefit. Okay? It will help you in all kind of things. Yeah? Make you wiser. This is a very basic question. All the disciples can tell you. No need me to tell. Because if I tell you, you say, oh, you are the master, you advertise for your method. Ask them. Okay? Ask the fruit from the practice. All of them can tell you a lot of things about their benefit. All right? You always want to go out of the body, above the world, but whenever you're out, you say, no, and you fight. Yes. And if you don't have light, you complain. If you have light, you say, too much for me. And then that's why you have headache, you see? And you have trouble. Let go, let go, let go, let go. Huh? No problem, okay? We have problem because we think too much important of this existence, you see? If you just let it go, you don't care if you go to hell. Okay? Before, I wanted to become a nun because I thought becoming a nun is the best way. Yeah? I have no problem with family and I can serve people. But afterward, I realized only enlightenment can serve people, not monkhood, you see? Yeah. And anyhow, monkhood is fine. It's no problem with it. But not monkhood is also fine because you are enlightened. That's important. Yeah. In the Lotus Sutra, the Buddha say in the this kind of age, yeah, many bodhisattvas will come from the earth to keep the proper teaching. You are these. Understand? You are the bodhisattva who come from the earth, not from heaven. Okay? Mm. Before I became a nun, you see, I was very scared. Yes? Because I thought at that time I wasn't very enlightened. I only had ideal to serve people, but I have no power. That's the problem with many people. They have ideal, but they have no power. So I thought I might go to hell because I couldn't keep the precepts. There were 300 something precepts, you know, for a nun. And I thought even one I couldn't keep. But then I thought at that time, even if I go to hell, I do it. Because I alone go to hell. And other people be happy. Then it's fine with me. Understand? So fear nothing. And then you're okay. Fear nothing. The God power is always within yourselves. Wherever you go, that God power will help you. Okay?
Buying some stock from Disneyland, would that consider to be gambling? Buying stock?
Just don't be a fanatic. The Bible says you have to work with the sweat of your brow to earn your bread, see? Use your wisdom and purity to do your work, all right? And act accordingly. See to yourself that you are pure at all times, understand? And that is important. Always ask the inner guidance whether what you do is correct. Yeah, meditate on that if you're in doubt. Otherwise, if you don't try to cheat anybody, it's okay. Actually, gambling, I don't condemn anything. Gambling, I don't condemn either. You understand what I mean? But the problem, you see very clearly that when people gamble, they are so mesmerized by it, and they sell everything, including their house, their family members. Understand? Yeah. And then they fight with each other. That's why gambling is no good. But the gambling, the action itself is nothing for me. If I go gambling, I wouldn't say I'm bad. I can do it. Because I never feel attached to it. I never want to win anything. And if I lose, I don't care. You understand what I mean? I'm only responsible for myself. Nothing is bad. It's just something in the nature of itself is very attractive to a person and he can't get away from it, and that is bad. Otherwise, if you do stalking, it's okay. You see, because you have to live on something. Understand? It's not like gambling because the atmosphere is different also. When you go into a gambling place, yeah? Casino, huh? You know what the atmosphere is, huh? Life and death right there. Yeah, sometimes they kill each other. Yeah? It's different. You understand what I mean? So everything you have to consider in the whole picture, not just one sentence or two, or one action or two. Understand? For example, I told you not to have two wives at the same time. Yeah? But you already happen to have two before you get initiation. All right, if you two get along together, or if you can take care of them, or should I take one out and and what? You understand what I mean? Have to be flexible. That's why we need wisdom and love, not only rules and a law. The law of love transcends everything. You do things with love, with purity and wisdom. That's all I ask of you, okay?
the advice about complaint. You know how to get rid of complaint, huh? How to be satisfied. You write all the complaints down in a very big paper because you have a lot of complaints, I know. Big one, large one, yeah. And then copy many, as many as you want. And then read it carefully and then tear it apart, throw it in the dustbin. And that's where it belongs. Then we have no problem. Then người nào mà cứ bằng gì? Phàn nàn nhiều, phàn nàn nhiều đấy. Thì viết vào trong một cái giấy thật to, hả? Rồi copy á, copy nhiều bản á, xong rồi đọc lại một lần cho kỹ, rồi xé ra bỏ thùng rác. À, cái chỗ đó là cái chỗ mà để mình bỏ những cái phàn nàn của mình, thấy chưa? Chứ còn nhiều khi cái sự hiểu lầm nhiều lắm. Em mình nói, sư phụ, trong cuộc sống hàng ngày sư phụ tiếp xúc nhiều người, sư phụ biết cái ngôn ngữ của trần gian nó rất là nghèo nè. Thật ra mình nói ra nhiều khi nó hạn hẹp quá đó, rồi nó hiểu lầm nhau. Chính sư phụ cũng bị hiểu lầm rất nhiều, nhiều khi sư phụ không có rảnh mà giải thích và không có thấy rằng quan trọng phải giải thích, chưa để từ từ họ cũng hiểu. Mà nhiều khi cái sự từ từ nó kéo dài đến năm sau năm. Cho biết làm sao bây giờ, mình đâu có đi từng nhà mà mình nói hết được, phải không? Nếu mà sư phụ rảnh đi từng nhà thì người nào cũng ok. Thì thôi sư phụ thay, quý vị thay đấy cho sư phụ á, mà uyển chuyển hoặc là gì đó, dùng cách thương mới mà giải thích dùng cho những người hiểu lầm vậy đó. I said, during the interrelationship between myself and other people daily, I have discovered many times that language is a terrible instrument to cause misunderstanding. And I also am misunderstood often at times, but it's not convenient to go to each one of them to explain. And also sometimes it's not necessary to explain. In the course of time, maybe 5, 6 years, 7 years, I will understand. Let's hope so. So I say you substitute for me, and if anyone misunderstands, you try your best to explain to them. Whatever it is in your power, you use it to make them happy. Yes? Because sometimes when people misunderstand about something or be misunderstood, that they feel very bad for a long time. Understand? So if you can explain to them and make them feel happy, it's good. But it's difficult. Sometimes it's very difficult. Because if people are not in the same level with you, doesn't matter what you say, it's useless, right? Just like you talk to the children about your financial business. Nhiều khi mình nói chuyện với những người mà chưa có hợp với mình, ví dụ người đứng ngoài cửa, người đứng trong mà người đứng trong nó trong nhà này đẹp lắm, có đủ thứ hết trơn trời ha. Có người đứng ngoài đó, tôi đâu cần gì đâu, tôi ở ngoài này mát. Nhiều gì đó, mát thì cũng được mà đứng lâu mỏi cẳng à, rồi đói bụng, rồi có khi trời mưa trời nắng nữa, chứ không phải lúc nào cũng đứng ngoài đó được, phải không? Cái thế giới vô thường mà nhiều khi họ quên đi, họ nghĩ rằng hôm nay họ có tiền có bạc, có nhà xe hơi, có địa vị rồi, ok rồi, còn không biết ngày mai có những cái gì nữa cả. Cho nên nhiều khi mình nói chuyện hơi khó thì thôi. I say we can explain to people, but sometimes it's very difficult. Yeah, because if one person is standing inside the room and the other person is standing outside the room, and the person inside keep describing all kind of beautiful things and convenience within the home, and the other person outside say, oh no, I stand here, it's pretty cool and sunny, I need nothing from your treasure inside. Okay, that's fine. They don't want to listen, fine. Then we don't bother. But on the other hand, they have forgotten that the outside world, standing outside, sometimes is inconvenient because it will rain, it will have typhoon, it will be dark, it will be cold. Many things will happen outside the door of comfort. Similarly, when a person is not enlightened, has not entered into the circle of safety of eternal happiness, they do not know what inside, and doesn't matter how we describe, they will not feel interested until they have encountered rain, typhoon, all kind of trouble, dark and cold and snowing, then they probably want to come in. So we don't worry about that. If you can invite them, fine. If they don't want to come in, leave them there in the cold. And they'll come and crawl it one day. Don't worry. That is the people when they are not ready. See, they do not understand that the world is very shaky, very unreliable, very ephemeral. Even if we are here today, we're not sure we'll be there tomorrow. Even then, our next minute, anything could happen, right? Only the initiated people like you know when you're going. Because the master will tell you 3 days in advance, at least, when you're going to leave this home and go back to the permanent house, right? Many of our disciples who died know this, yeah? Whatever I tell you is always the truth. And whatever I tell you I can do, I can do.
Thank you for spending the time with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again tomorrow for part 3 of Use Our Wisdom and Purity to Work. And now, Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, up next on Supreme Master Television, right after Noteworthy News. We wish you a blessed and beautiful day.